You're listening to SBS News.
Thank you.
Fatima Mohepour works as a general practitioner in Muswellbrook in the Hunter region, 248 kilometres north of Sydney. Last year, she traded her life as a doctor in Iran's fifth most populous city of Shiraz for the town of around 16,000 people.
The colours of my eyes, the colour of my hair, I'm totally different with them, but they accept me as one of their members, which is very impressive for me. And it made me feel I'm home.
For many regional towns, attracting and retaining essential workers like Fatima remains a challenge, but a growing necessity.
You can't have a child in Muswellbrook because there isn't any midwives. It's a wonderful community, we've just got to get them here, that's the problem.
The fact that we live in 2025 and there is no way for women to deliver in their hometown is quite concerning.
Working at the local jail, I think mental health services are always needed in any community town, and drug and alcohol services as well.
Jeff Drayton is the mayor of Muswellbrook Shire.
We've been struggling to get these essential workers now for a while, you know, doctors, nurses, or a vet. It isn't just a Muswellbrook, an issue that Muswellbrook Shire have. It's an issue in regional, not just regional New South Wales, but regional Australia.
A New South Wales government initiative known as the Welcome Experience is seeking to address the issue by enticing essential workers with free support services. Available across 15 regions, it forms part of the state government's $25 million essential worker attraction program. Those who register are introduced to a local connector who can help with anything from housing, childcare, job opportunities for their partners, and even an introduction to the next-door neighbours. Katrina Kiley is the Welcome Experience Community Connector Coordinator.
You have people who are looking for support with, you know, rentals or maybe looking to purchase a house. It could be that they're bringing a family member who has NDIS needs. People who are uprooting their lives from either overseas or interstate or even metro areas, and really providing an anchor and a support network for them.
Fatima and her husband Saeed are around approximately 200 people in the Upper Hunter region who have resettled successfully through the program.
They introduce us different facilities in the city to us, like this is the shops, this is the restaurants, this is the gym, everything. For a person who is totally new to a place, it is a blessing, I think. We missed our family, we miss our hometown, but they helps us that we do not suffering from that.
Another key aspect of the Welcome Experience involves helping essential workers foster social connections, including connecting to sports clubs, community groups and events. Fatima and her husband Saeed recently attending their local pub trivia night.
We have good communication with new friends and with new people.
It provides us an opportunity to see other people in the community, which we cannot usually meet them at our workplace or when we go to gym. It helps a lot. Make good friends.
The Welcome Experience Community Connector Coordinator, Katrina Kiley.
The success of this service is that it's that human connection, and that can't be replicated. You know, if someone's moving to town, sure, they can Google or they can chat GPT schools or services or where to get their kids in, but that actual interaction with a human who understands and has empathy, that's irreplaceable.
It comes as huge investments are being made for the region to phase out mining and transition to renewable energy. A new solar farm and battery energy storage system, currently under development, is set to power up to 60,000 homes. Muswellbrook Shire Mayor Jeff Drayton says by 2030, most of the mining in the Shire will be replaced with other industries.
In 4.5 years' time, we lose 60% of our mining. You know, we're going to replace that with, you know, lots and lots of other industries and lots of jobs. So it's critical for us that the government continue to support this program.
Support that can make all the difference to an ever-evolving community. 26 kilometres southwest of Muswellbrook lies the town of Denman, where Asher Thomas works as a registered nurse at the local hospital. Originally from India, she migrated to Australia in March of 2024 after working as an RN in the UK for 3 years.
It was my dream to come to Australia. I love it because I just love the quiet environment, and it's a small community, so I thought I'll just take that chance to come here.
Through the welcome experience, council enlisted the help of the local men's shed to help set up furniture for Asha, her husband and their son in their new home. Rod Johnson and Tony Farr from the men's shed recounting the ordeal.
We undid the flat pack and then scratched our heads for about half an hour looking at the instructions. I think most things we had 3 goes of getting it right, but, you know, we eventually got it right.
If you can help someone out, why not?
Yeah.
Asha says she was shocked by the lengths they went to help.
I didn't expect that somebody will help me with everything, and I feel so secured here, and it's slope is good quality of life here. I can see myself in Denmark for a few years, yeah.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.